With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
And welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of wonderful listening. We're nearing the end of the season of graduations from high school and college, and also beginning the shift into summer mode. So, on today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll listen to sacred choral and organ music that marks the path to knowledge, as well as music that brings solace and peace for the more relaxed pace of summer. Beautiful and inspiring works by Patrick Hawes, Renee Clausen, Will Todd, John Bertolo, and others. The season of graduation brings feelings of thanksgiving to both students and families for having completed a course of study and being ready to move on to new explorations. So we'll begin with music of thanksgiving, the Sinfonia to J.S. Bach's Cantata 29, We Thank Thee, God, We Thank Thee. Richard Elliott plays the organ at the Tabernacle at Temple Square. Richard Elliott played the Sinfonia Cantata 29 by J.S. Bach as arranged by Robert Hebel. He played the organ at the Tabernacle at Temple Square. Proverbs chapter 8 inspired writer Michael Hampel to compose the text for an anthem commissioned by St. Paul's Cathedral for the Diamond Jubilee of Queen Elizabeth II in 2012. Will Todd set these lovely words in an anthem that gained instant notoriety and acceptance, The Call of Wisdom. We'll hear Tenebrae performed, directed by Nigel Short.
Till we see
The Call of Wisdom, composed by Will Todd for Queen Elizabeth II's Diamond Jubilee. Tenebrae sang in this recording, led by Nigel Short. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. An anthem based on Psalm 25 is coming up. Show Me Thy Ways by Daniel Gothrop sets a text by Jane Griner adapted from that psalm. It speaks of seeking understanding to follow in God's ways. The setting is for choir, organ, violin, and cello, and is performed here by the Utah State University Chamber Singers under the direction of Corey Evans.
Teach me thy ways.
Music of Daniel Gothrop. We heard the Utah State University Chamber Singers perform Show Me Thy Ways, directed by Corey Evans. A poem by Mother Teresa inspired composer Elizabeth Atkinson to write an anthem for women's voices, Fruits of the Selfless Heart. We'll hear it performed by the Pika Corps, or Women's Choir, from Luther College in Decorah, Iowa. Sandra Peter conducts. Fruits of the Selfless Heart, based on a text by Mother Teresa of Calcutta, with music composed by Elizabeth Atkinson. It was sung by the Pika Corps from Luther College in Decorah, Iowa, directed by Sandra Peter. Kathleen Thomerson's beautiful hymn, I Want to Walk as a Child of the Light, for which she wrote both words and music, has found its way into more and more hymnals since its composition in the 1970s. A few years ago, Tom Trenny crafted a lovely anthem arrangement of the hymn for men's voices. We'll hear the men of the choir of First Plymouth Congregational Church in Lincoln, Nebraska, led by Brett Epperson. Tom Trenny plays piano.
Thank you.
I Want to Walk as a Child of the Light by Kathleen Thomerson and arranged for men's voices by Tom Trenny. The men of the choir First Plymouth Congregational Church were directed by Brett Epperson. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. British composer Patrick Hawes has set a verse from Psalm 46 in a gentle anthem for choir and piano, Be Still and Know That I Am God. Noel Edison leads the Allura Singers with pianist Leslie Dioth. The Allura Singers performed Be Still by Patrick Hawes, directed by Noel Edison. As we contemplate moving into the summer season, our next selection is inspired by mythological water nymphs in a work from Louis Vierne's fourth set of fantasy pieces for organ. Naiad is performed by Peter King on the organ of Bath Abbey, played in homage to the nearby hot springs. Thank you. Water Nymphs, or Naiad, from the fourth book of fantasy pieces by French organist and composer Louis Vierne. Peter King played the organ of Bath Abbey. Two Shaker songs, arranged by Kevin Siegfried, call to mind the joys of summer. The first, In Yonder Valley, was written by Father James Whittaker of Enfield, Connecticut in 1787. He was one of the original Shakers to come to America. The second, All is Summer, dates from 1875 and comes from Shakers living in Groveland, New York, near Rochester, from where this program originates. The Tudor Choir is led by Doug Fullington. Two Shaker songs about summer in arrangements by Kevin Siegfried. We just heard the Tudor Choir sing All is Summer, and earlier they sang In Yonder Valley. Doug Fullington conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Composer Carl Maltsby is a versatile musician who's worked in the areas of musical theater, film, television, jazz, and other media. We'll hear his composition Peace Be Still, inspired by Psalm 107, next. The Rejoice Ensemble performs with soloist Alicia Hall Moran.
Thank you. goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of man. Offer the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Some went down to the sea in ships and plied their trade in deep waters. They beheld the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. Peace be
Peace Be Still by Carl Maltsby was performed by the Rejoice Ensemble, led by the composer. Alicia Hall Moran was soloist. Renee Clausen's evocative piece, Tonight, Eternity Alone, contemplates the vastness of the heavens amidst an oncoming sunset. The text is by Thomas S. Jones, Jr., and comes from his poem, Dusk at Sea. The choir of Trinity College, Cambridge sings, directed by Stephen Layton.
Thank you.
Stephen Layton led the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge in Tonight, Eternity Alone by American composer and conductor René Clausen. John Bertolo served for nearly 20 years as organist of Blackburn Cathedral from 1964 to 1983. For the rededication of the cathedral's restored lantern in 1999, he composed a festive anthem appropriate also for our summer graduation celebration, Thy Word is a Lantern Unto My Feet. Scored for choir, organ, brass, timpani, and cymbals, we'll hear it performed by the choir of Blackburn Cathedral under the direction of Richard Tanner.
Thank you.
Thy Word is a Lantern by John Bertolo, as performed by the choir of Blackburn Cathedral, directed by Richard Tanner. They were accompanied by organist Timothy Cook and the Zenica Brass. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music to celebrate June graduations and the coming of summer. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be powerful and inspiring. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter by following at @WHeartAndVoice. Email is always welcome as well. You can write to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.